Rachel Goodman.
Daily Planet's Thursday, the 16th of August. The sun is in Leo, ruled by the sun. Planets are saying.
And on we go.
Oh, here we go. Planets.
Assorted lunars.
I am.
While suspecting the worst, lest you be disappointed, may be the most comfortable and familiar pattern. Old habits die hard and all that. It isn't necessarily the most, say, inspiring use of your conceptual abilities and brain power. And given that the next few weeks are prime time for thinking great thoughts and scheming great schemes on a topic near and dear to your heart, see what you can do to find a different lens or angle. Furthermore, any desire to go to extremes, especially regarding court issues, would be entirely understandable given a situation's history and or current circumstances. Still, try your utmost to keep the impulse to polarize, fully immerse, stalk off, push hard, pull, etc., on a short lead, because right now anything resembling brinkmanship is likely to be more feasible and appealing in theory than in practice. Indeed, it may be easier and quieter to defer to others' schedules, agendas, programs, schemes, etc. for the nonce. And should you choose to go that route, view it as a temporary peacekeeping measure rather than a cave-in, congratulate yourself for refusing to engage, and then derive great pleasure from your brilliant strategy, ingenuity, and restraint.
And signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Leo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Taurus, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 16th of August.
Your creative and fiscal agenda looms large, and you can make real strides on your endeavors of choice. By the way, these strides will be supersized if you employ a bit more than your usual flexibility and actually consider opportunities that normally wouldn't make the cut. For example, you are a serious actor and it's a comedy. You are a video artist and the grants for painters, etc.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.